honored if you would join us.
Something dark
side.
Something complete.
It's a trap.
I have you now.
Stay on target.
We're too close.
Stay on target.
Sir, the possibility of successfully navigating an asteroid field is approximately 3,720 to 1.
Never tell me the odds.
You may fire when ready.
Any buffoons die. This information.
Now I feel like I take on the whole empire myself.
Well,
the great disturbance in the force, as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced.
Well, hello. Hello.
Hello, everybody.
And welcome to Thule Squadron Radio. My name is Kisli.
And I am Eid.
So, episode 7.
Yeah.
7 episodes. That's quite something.
Yeah, that means we've like recorded 10 hours of us speaking about X-Wing.
Yeah.
And put it out there.
Yeah, 10 hours of shit show. Or something like that.
Yes.
yes. What should we call this episode? Because we are final and we are on the right path, numbers wise.
Mm-hmm.
So no prequels anymore?
No.
I don't know. Let's just keep it there. I don't know. We'll find out.
It's got to, you know, reference the title of the new movie.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Nordics Awaken. Because we're going to System Open. Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah. So it.
Yeah.
What have you been flying lately? Have you started practicing for System Open? Still finding lists?
Yeah, I'm still thinking.
I think you found a list maybe for, at least for Hangar Bay.
Oh, sure. I've got a fun list that I'm doing. Mm-hmm. I'm doing a PS9 Poe with the normal trimmings, you know, with keeping the focus and... black on title to take off them.
But you have PS8 with adaptability.
Yeah, it's a cheaper version. Yeah. Then I have Van Rao on the Sheathapede, and he has Hotshot Copilot. Mm-hmm. And also the Flight Assist Astromech. Mm-hmm. And then I have one of my favorite T-70 X-Wing, it's Nian Num, and he has Snapshot and the Stress Pod. And integrated astromech, so yeah. He like flies into your face and stresses you, takes away your actions and fender interrupts.
Yeah, fenders fend things with his hot cup.
Yeah, it's I'm trying out just a direct counter to your list.
Yeah, you might say that.
Yeah.
I'm trying to
mitigate. All the
harpoons.
Yeah, harpoons. All the munitions out there. See how it goes.
This is a harpoon man.
Oh, it surely is. Yeah.
It looks that way. A harpoon, or as we are going to see with the regionals result, it's a ghost meta. A lot of ghosts.
Yeah. It continues to do well. Be strong.
Yeah. With a new co-pilot. Well, let's talk about it later in the episode.
We'll get there.
I am still testing out my Alpha Imperial Ace hybrid list.
Right.
I'm doing quite well with it.
Waiter, quick draws, pure shabak,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I'm doing quite well with it. I'm not 100% sure whether I'll take it to System Open or not, but it will definitely be a Hangar Bay list if I don't use it on System Open.
In any case, it's the damage output of that 3-ship list is terrifying.
I played it on Vassal the other day.
Yeah.
I tabled a guy in 2 rounds. Two. Rounds. That has never happened to me before.
Jesus. What was he playing?
He was playing the Upsilon shuttle and the Decimator. He had that Upsilon shuttle that you can place the friendly ships anywhere in rings. What, two or three?
Oh, yeah. On them.
And he placed the decimeter on the center of the table almost then. So I managed to get a shot with three planes on the decimeter. And he shot at the quick draw, so quick draw double tapped. So there were two harpoons and a double tap. Then I decided to take Vader and just finish him off with Vader. And it was all.
Anyway, a lot of damage output.
A lot of damage.
And I want to point out, you called your spaceships planes.
Yeah, those are planes.
No.
Spaceships.
Boeings. Airbus.
Yeah, but hey, I'm flying the TIE Striker. That's not a spaceship. That was an atmosphere plane.
Fine.
Huh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Moving on.
Talking about stuff. Tickets are live for Reykjavik Regionals.
Yes. Exciting.
We have a few foreigners, at least, that I know of, that are arriving.
Yeah. Some people we know.
Some people we know. Some people we are gonna get to know.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you want to come, you can go to TIX, T-I-X,
yep.
dot is.
IS.
IS, yes. Mm-hmm. And just find it there. You can search regionals. It's probably the only regionals.
Only event.
Only regional event there. So, if you'd like to come, we would like to see you.
Yeah.
I think we have seatings for 40 people for now, unless there will be more people. They will get a bigger venue.
Cool. So sky's the limit.
Sky's the limit, at least. Yeah. yeah. There was a little debate on an Australian site about our accent.
Yes.
Yeah. they thought, at least some people thought we were hard to understand.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, I can relate. Yeah, it's never mind.
Just to be clear, English is not our native language.
Who would have thunk it?
Who would have thunk it? Yes. But talking about Australia.
Yep. Let's talk about Australia.
Did you see the press support for the Summer Advanced Slam Tournament?
Yeah, they look sweet.
Sweet. Holy smokes! I mean.
Yeah. Got some cool templates.
Yeah, FFG, step up your game. Okay, they have brilliant prices for system opens.
Yeah,
I'm
yeah.
not going to say anything.
System opens are good.
But those are some sweet, sweet prices. They have templates. They have those awesome target locks.
Yeah, good target locks.
The Death Star 2 target locks.
No, that's the Onyx logo.
Yeah, I know. But it's... it looks so good, and of course a lot more. They have
shield tokens,
altars.
Look good,
and that belt, that huge silver plated belt, like a boxing MMA kind of thing.
Yep. A real title clincher. Okay.
Yeah, I would have a hard time.
I would not be able to put that up in my house anywhere.
My wife, well, girlfriend, would allow me to put it in the garage, maybe.
Yeah.
But just maybe.
Yeah. I'll probably keep it in the back of my closet.
Yeah.
And look at it from time to time.
It's less than a month to System Open in Copenhagen.
Oh, God, don't say that. I'm so not prepared.
Yeah, I was going to ask, are you excited?
I'm very excited, but the equal amount of not preparedness.
Oh, yeah. I would like to have played like 50 rounds with the same list.
In my case, that's not going to happen.
No, in my case, neither.
Yeah, but you're at least on the way there.
I hope so.
It's I think it's becoming a tradition of mine where I just cannot decide on a list until, you know, like a couple of days before or on the morning of or...
Yeah, that actually happened to me. That has only happened to me once.
Really?
Yeah. That was before the latest store championship. And I won it. Remember?
Yeah.
I had another list.
So. Yeah, coming in fresh.
Okay. Talking about this is an open.
This is an open.
Should we go over the rules?
And yeah.
Just the tournament structure?
Brush up on that, because yeah. We'll be there.
There are three stages.
Yeah.
First stage, you play three games.
Three games.
And you have to win two of them.
So one loss and two wins, and you advance.
To stage two, yeah. And stage two, you play three other games.
Yeah, three more games.
And to advance to stage three, you have to win five of the six games.
Yeah.
So... So six games, you may only lose one.
Yeah, in the second stage, if you lost one, in the first stage, you can't lose there. Oh. Yeah. So one loss total to advance from the six first games.
And then there's stage three, that's the qualifiers. And we have no idea how many people are going to qualify because it only depends on how many people are playing and how many people go 5-1 and over. So.
Yeah.
So the 6-0 players might get a bye for the first game while the
bottom is duking it out.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. And after that, we have single elimination rounds.
Just to the top. And then any time after stage 3 starts, if you scrub out, you can jump into hyperspace, which starts... I think on the same time as the elimination starts. Mm. I think it starts at the same time.
I'll put it in there somewhere.
Yeah, because if you scrap out, let's say, in the top four, you might get three games by or two games by into the hyperspace.
Yeah, equal amount of games that you missed, you get them as a bye. So, so you don't... You don't miss out.
No,
it's such a good idea.
Oh yeah, I love it because you are traveling usually,
maybe,
and you want to be able to play as many games as possible.
Yeah.
And the hyperspace qualifier is six games.
Mm-hmm.
There is only one prize really for winning, and you have to go 6-0.
Yep.
But if you play every game, you get prize for each game that you play. Doesn't matter if you win or you lose. So that's quite cool as well.
Yeah.
So you can go, you can lose every game and come out with a lot of...
Ton of shit.
Yeah.
And that's great to, you know, just incentivize playing the games.
Yeah.
If you're doing poorly, but you still, you know, I want the extra prizes.
Yeah.
So you play all the games and... makes for a good atmosphere, I think.
Yeah. And as far as I know, on day one, if you scrub out of stage one,
right,
if you lose two games, then you are eligible for Hangar Bay that day.
Even more X-Wing?
Yeah, even more X-Wing. So you scrub out that day, and you get three more games at least.
Yeah.
In competition for Hangar Bay, and you are, you at least get one prize. One alt art, and you might come out with three.
Cool.
So yeah, just come play, and you get bunch of stuff.
Yeah, which is just a bonus for, you know, hanging out with like-minded individuals, playing a game that we all love. And the Hangar Bay is what, three games in parts of eight.
But there has been some rule thingies with the Hangar Bay. FFG has been changing them.
Yeah, that's right.
So as far as I know, but take it with a grain of salt.
Okay.
Or not salt.
Sweetness.
Sweetness.
Yeah, open mind. Yeah, whatever.
Don't be salty. You have to have two squads. they cannot have any of the same pilots or
unique pilots, right?
No. This district rule states that each of your squads cannot use any of the same ship models, pilot cards, upgrade cards, or unique names as your other squad.
Okay.
So.
So you can't bring
no, you can't
rebel nim and scum nim.
No,
you can't do that.
Offend in both factions, or you can't even bring VI on in both lists.
Holy shit!
Yeah. But those are the old rules for last year, and I haven't seen any new ones.
Okay.
So they might have changed it.
All right. Okay. Well, all of this sounds very interesting, and I'm excited as hell.
But last weekend, man. Regionals weekend.
Yeah.
Holy smokes.
And, yeah.
There were like 6 or 7 regionals, and almost all of them were streamed at some part.
Yeah, it's
I was watching 4 streams at the same time. I found a webpage that I could watch.
Yeah, well, for, Twitch multi or
yeah, or something like that.
Yeah.
Could watch 4 at the same time. I tried that out and I didn't like it because I couldn't see anything. So I just started multitasking.
One on the phone, one on the computer, one on the TV.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Should we go over the regionals that we saw?
Yeah, let's see what people have been doing well on.
Should we start with the biggest one? The Chicago regionals?
Why the hell not?
Yeah. They were like 150 player regional.
That's cute.
Yeah, it was in 2 flights and then 3rd day for a final cut.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty cool. But I have heard that London regionals will be
monstrous.
Yeah.
Monstrous.
250 people or something like that.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Anyways, Chicago regionals. Could you just take the top 4 lists?
Let's start with that.
Yeah.
And see.
So in the top 4, we have Andrew Cravens. He was flying in Ultra with Mindlink and Lightstick.
Yeah.
Fen Rao with Mindlink, Tidal and Auto Thrusters, and Time Walk Assas.
Yeah.
It's Assas with Long Wolf, Lutz, Glitterstim,
yeah.
Shadow Custer, Tidal and Countermeasures.
Countermeasures. So yeah. You can't kill me, Assas.
Yeah, she's unkillable for at least 2 rounds.
Yeah, not only unkillable, unhurtable.
Oh, almost, yeah.
Almost.
Almost. Almost unhurtable. But
you could squeak in damage with a cruise missile.
Yeah. It's, yeah.
Oh, we all know this list.
Yeah, we know. It's Time Walk Assas. We have seen her before. It's horrible. It's cool, though. It's nothing new.
No.
It's just wrong. So, and the other 4th place, we have Bradley.
Strychek?
Strychek, yeah.
Sounds good.
Sorry.
And he's flying Lorik, Miranda Doni, and just Pava.
It's a eco hybrid something.
Yeah.
With just Pava instead of Pix.
Yeah. These are all solid pilots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just Lorik with Selflessness and C3PO and Rey.
Mm-hmm.
Miranda Doni with TLT, Long Range Scanners, Bomblet, and Bombardier.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah. Okay, so
top 4.
That's fine.
Kudos.
That Bombardier was probably what clinched it.
Oh, okay.
Who brings Bombardier? Nobody expects it.
I don't even remember what it does.
I remember. You can put your bomb out with the 2-speed template.
Oh yeah, of course.
So. You can. Okay. So you can do the 1 or the 2. So that's
with Bomblet, that's quite cool. So, but in
And just power has draw the fire or two integrated asteroids.
Just damage mitigation on Miranda. Just power withdraw the fire and lower it with selfishness.
Yeah. And the runner up is Jeremy Trad.
He was flying. Yeah. You want to say?
Yeah. Fenral with the adaptability, flight assist astromech, hotshot co-pilot, and in the sheath beat, of course, and another sheath beat, Ezra Bridger. Selflessness. And
no, no, it's not. It's the
right? No, the
attack shuttle.
Yeah, for the extra TLTs. Okay, Ezra and the attack shuttle, selflessness and phantom.
I like the selflessness there.
Yeah, pop him out and
pop him out and just
absorb some stuff.
Yeah, that might actually finish a game off just to mitigate that one attack when the ghost has.
It didn't in the final game, though.
No, it didn't in the final game, because he flew way too far.
Yeah.
He had to fly him away.
And of course, these two planes, Fenrir and Ezra, planes. Shut up! Is accompanied by Kanan Jarrus in the ghost, and he has sensor jammer, twin laser turret ray maul, which is seriously good, tactical jammer.
Let's talk about Maul.
Maul on the ghost with a TLT.
And a double tap. It's nasty.
It's dirty.
It's really, really dirty.
Yep.
And it works so well.
Yeah. A little bit too well.
Yeah. Because he can use all of his ability, not just stress, like you were thinking when we saw the card.
Yeah. Exactly.
Stress and stuff, something
you can just put it in there for stress relief. But,
On the double tap TLT, it's...
Yeah, too bad you can't put him on Korn.
Oh. Yeah. And the winner is Michael Jones.
Yeah.
He's also running Fenral with adaptability and Poe Dameron with Black One title, RVP9, that's the focus. He spends a focus to be able to regain a shield.
Mm-hmm.
Auto thruster, adaptability, and advanced optics. Fairly standard Poe, except the droid. And that's only because he was flying Nora Vexley. With Push the Limit, C-3PO, R2-D2, Alliance Overhaul, and vectored thrusters.
Yeah. That droid on Poe combined with advanced optics, I don't know.
But he won.
Yeah.
But Poe popped in like round two, and I thought the game was over by then.
Sorry for the spoilers, but if you haven't seen it,
sorry.
Screw you then. Never mind.
Tell me one. Yeah.
Yeah.
If you watch the game, please watch this game.
it was so over after Poe got popped.
Yeah, but that Nora Wexley.
Jesus.
Are you kidding me?
That was such a silly game.
Unkillable Nora.
Yeah.
Unkillable. It's... Oh. Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
Michael flew really well.
Oh, yeah. He flew really well.
And actually, so did Jeremy.
Yeah.
But,
Yeah. There were maybe two or three mistakes I saw, but
sure.
I wasn't playing. I hadn't been playing the whole day.
Yeah,
I wasn't
on the final table.
No. So, what are we to judge?
No, it was pretty a really good game.
It was a really good game, and I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Went to time.
No, he conceded like 4 minutes before it went to time.
Did he? Oh,
yeah. Like after he... there was some crit that he forgot to take into account, and he was like, "Oh yeah, never mind. I can see that."
But let's talk a little bit about Fenral.
Yeah,
he seen on the Shilopi,
right?
The little bug,
the little
the little frog bug or something. Wow, Fenral with hot cup.
Yeah,
are you kidding me?
That works really well. I like it. And is Fenrir probably the dark horse in the release? of those waves?
He might be.
Yeah.
Remember when we were talking about the Shirabi?
We were hot about Ezra.
No, what? Not really, because we were hot about AP5.
AP5, that's
yeah.
right.
Which I still think is really, really good.
Yeah, that I think it will merge eventually with some hotness.
But... And Ezra is a stress spot, obviously, we knew that.
Mm-hmm.
But Fen Rau...
Yeah, if people don't... aren't familiar with it, Fen Rau can lock down offensive modifying tokens when an enemy ship activates. So he can take a stress and say you can't use your target lock or your focus, which is awesome if you if you have a really nasty attack coming.
Yeah, and with those two arcs, because he has an auxiliary arc. The rear arc. It's really hard to not be in his arc.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you can use either arcs for it.
So yeah, that's this cool. Wave. Yeah, the Dark Horse might be that, and
maybe looks like that at the moment.
Yeah, maybe the gunboat. I don't know, but I think there are so many people just flying the gunboat.
Yeah, they're getting a lot of play.
So, but then we have
Poland going to Krakow,
or like my Polish friend says, Krakow.
Okay.
Yeah, because we are a good podcast. We don't want to butcher any Polish names like some other podcasts. That's fine. I actually had my friend, Polish friend.
What are you talking about?
Yeah.
That's not your friend. That's just you with a really good pronunciation.
Okay. Okay. Let's just say that.
Go with it.
Top four. First we have
Maciej Parastak.
And he's flying a Zaz Mistress.
Double Cleaver Stim, Lone Wolf, Shadowcaster, Countermeasures, and Laterashi.
Yeah, Time Walker Zaz. And accompanied by Captain Nim.
With Omelet, Havoc Title, Twin Laser Turret, VI, Advanced Sensors, Genius Droid, and Engine Upgrade.
Omelet and Genius.
This guy knows how to play a Zaz.
One
might think, because people might know this, his last name maybe. He's known as Old Para in the forums.
Yeah, a couple of people might have tried his list.
It's called Paratani. that's his list.
Yep.
That's probably the longest living medalist in X-Wing history. At least one of them.
One of the most recognizable, at least.
Yeah, but this list has been on the top, or it's been an S-tier list for such a long time.
Forever.
It has been nerfed,
yeah.
But even after loads of nerfing, it still won the first system open.
Yeah. Silly.
Yeah. And the other one.
Other one in the top four.
Yeah. That's a lady called
Agata Pikulska.
She was flying Fen Rau with Veteran Instinct, Flight Assist Astromech, Hot Cop, and Vector Thrusters. Then she had Kanan with Fire Control System, Synced Turret. Oh, yes. Recon Specials, Ray, Ghost Title, and Engine Upgrade. And then she had Sepp on the Phantom.
That's a lot of focus.
That's a lot of focus, and that sync turret. Because I saw her play.
Mm-hmm.
I saw one game with her, and I actually said in the chat room, but what? Sync turret? What is this?
What is this?
I hope no one took it offensively or something like that, because I wasn't dissing the list or anything like that. you rarely see Sing Threat, but when you watched how she flew, it
kind of makes sense.
It kind of makes sense because she was trying to use Kanan's front arc almost entirely.
Yeah.
And she flew like that with the engine rabbit. And if she overshot, she could use the sync turret on range one or two.
Yep.
So
that's something that you couldn't do with a TLT.
No, and combined with Fen Rao, this list hits like a brick.
Yeah. It's a lot of red dice at range one.
Yeah. So I really like it.
And it's got very nice mitigation with all the focus on Kane.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
So.
And it's funny, like Fen Rao in those lists and every list, he kind of takes the part of Bix.
Yeah.
Because you have to take Fen Rao down.
Yeah, you kind of do. But if you're...
People are still exploding.
Yeah,
it's
still New Year's Eve. I don't know if you can hear it.
Yeah, you're there. There.
Okay. And anyway, and if you need to take down Fen Rao, it's got the Hotshot Copilot.
Yeah.
Screws up all of your things.
Yeah. And you have to shoot him when he's not, does not have you in arc, so. Yeah. And then in the runner-up was...
Łukasz Poczęsny.
And he was flying Fen Rao with Veteran Instinct. M9G8, that's the target lock.
Yeah, interesting.
Hot Cop and Guidance Chips for Disrespect.
Okay.
He's flying Lorik with Selflessness, Courier Droid, Ray and Chips.
Okay.
And then Nora Wexley with Postal Limits, C3PO, R2-D2, Alliance Overhaul, and Vectored Thrusters. That unkillable Nora.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about that list. Not this list, but similar with Nora.
Yeah.
But with Lorik.
Yeah. So, with Courier Droid, so that's the one that makes you able to place them at 0 and 8, right?
Yeah. No, 0, 6, or 12. Wasn't it that bad? Yeah. 0, 6, or 12.
Okay.
Yeah.
And
it's a good droid for the new old hand.
Yeah. Just place your shit anywhere.
For shits and giggles.
Put your hand right in the middle of their deployment.
Yeah. But the winner was...
Łukasz Krysiak.
That's Miranda.
Yeah, and Miranda has the... regular load-up with TLT, Harpoon, C-3PO, Bomblet, and Long Range. Dash has a combination of Long Wolf, Heavy Laser Cannon, Ray Outrider, Tidal, and Countermeasures.
There's really nothing to talk about this list. This has been a great list for a long time.
Yeah, solid.
Well, a combination of this list.
Yeah. Flown properly, it's a killer. And obviously, at this tournament, it was.
It was, yeah. Should we talk anything about the Polaris meta? I like it.
We have Rebel, Scum, Rebel. There's an Imperial.
Yeah.
And a Cold Kashyyyk. Okay, Rebel and Imperial. So, it looks like they're very heavy on the Rebel. Top 16. It was only like two or three Imperials.
Yeah. So, but yeah, it's a. I don't like it. It's an Imperial player, but I don't care. I can win anyone.
Yeah. Come up to Denmark to System Open Poles.
I'm gonna crash out.
Yeah. You go 0-3 and
I'm gonna lose the first three games.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right.
Then we have Arizona.
Arizona, let's take a look at it.
It's in Glendale, Arizona, Regionals. In fourth place, we have Andrew Cleaver. He was flying
in Miranda.
In Miranda. It's, yeah, standard everything on them.
Really. Yeah, TLTs.
Oh, seismic charges on Miranda.
What?
Yeah, because NIM has the bonelet. Okay. It's, it has been switched around again.
Okay.
Miranda has seismics and clusters, and NIM has bonelet.
Mm-hmm. Keeping Sabine on Miranda, and NIM has the Genius droid.
Yeah. And Miranda has experimental interface as well, so she can drop her clusters after slamming.
You got a Genius droid on NIM with the bomblet.
Mm-hmm. But he never uses it unless...
Unless it's a kill shot.
It's unless it's the kill shot, yeah.
Yeah.
That's because... that's why most people have put the bomblet on Miranda.
Miranda and, yeah, yeah.
And thermals and ions on NIM, mm-hmm, instead.
Alright.
And then in also in fourth...
We've got Sol Sixa.
Yeah.
She has expertise, twin laser turret, extra munitions, harpoon, bomblet, havoc, tidal, long range scanners, trajectory simulator, and genius. That's a lot. Yeah. And with her is Asajj Ventress, Lone Wolf, Razzi, Clearstim, Shadowcaster, and Countermeasures. So time of Asajj with Sol Sixa.
A heavy, heavy Sol Sixa.
Yeah.
But with bomblet and her ability and trajectory simulator.
Yeah, you can just put the bomb anywhere.
To put your bomb on.
Yeah.
That might
that's be a lot of options.
Nasty. but I like seeing Sol Sixa there in the top four.
Sure, but my head is hurting from trying to work out how many places you can put up bomblet in.
Yeah.
With Sol Sixa. Fielding trajectory simulator. This is I don't want to say fun. It's probably fun to try out. Probably sucks to play against it.
Trajectory is I've only played against it once. I didn't like it.
Yeah.
And that was against the Punisher. So against a Skurk. Shit. No, that's horrible.
Yeah. Well, that's a simple list.
Yep.
Gabriel Salomon, and he has three bookies. Quad bookies.
Quad bookies with commandos.
Yeah, Kashyyyk with commandos.
Do you want to talk about this list? No. You've seen it before.
It circles real well. It goes round and round.
And yeah, it's really just... It's a turret list without turrets.
Yeah. Half a turret.
I mean, yeah, some people are probably thinking, oh, it's no problem, I can get behind it. No, no, you can't.
No, you can't.
It's not possible.
You may be getting behind two if you're lucky.
Yeah.
Okay. So, and the winner is?
Alex Farley. He's flying Miranda and NIM.
Oh my god, this is so boring.
It's the same list.
Yeah.
It's NIM actually with bomblet and trajectory simulator. Holy Christ.
Alex and Nathan. No, they don't have the same last name.
No, they don't.
Okay. No, I'm only kidding. Yeah, it's good strong list.
Yeah, it takes down the quad bookies because it's two TLTs.
Two TLTs and some bombs.
Yeah. So it takes down the defenders. No, defenders. Yeah, Kashyyyk defenders, sorry.
Yep.
The Wookiee boats. On the long run, it takes a little bit of time, but...
Yeah, it takes some time.
But combined with trajectory, you could probably put a bomb right in front of them and just turn away and then TLT them.
Yeah, because you generally fly those Wookiees pretty close to each other.
Yeah, but you don't have to.
No, you don't have to, but normally... You want to focus your firing arc, because even though Wicked Commandos is awesome, it's...
You want to be able to blot yourself.
Yeah.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Okay, that's enough of that.
That's enough.
Next.
Next we have Toronto.
Toronto.
Yeah. Okay, we heard that there was a lot of trajectory simulators there, but I don't know. But
okay.
In the fourth place, we have Dirty Pete.
Dirty Pete?
Yeah, I like that name.
Yeah. And of course, he's playing Scum. He's got Captain Justero, Inertial Dampeners, Tawny Mindling, Guidance Chips.
Munitions Failsafe.
Yeah, Vakashai, Tuttle, and Harpoon. Okay, that's cool. A question. Do the Harpoon splash damage from trigger just arrow?
I don't know.
I think they does.
It might be.
Well, the guys that are taking damage around him.
Mm-hmm.
Did not defend against attacks.
Yeah, tricky.
Oh, that's cool. Okay, Fenrao, Tawny Mindlink, Con, Cordon, Protector title, all of thrusters, and Captain Nim, Seismic, Thermal, Havoc, Autoblaster, Turret, VI, Trajectory, Genius, Extra Munitions, Long Range, and the Kitchen Sink. Jesus.
But he has extra munitions, so he can...
Yeah, he can genius once without losing the bomblet.
No, he doesn't have a bomblet, so...
No, he doesn't have a bomblet.
No, but he has munitions because of the thermals and seismics.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that's a scummy list. It's a dirty list for that name. So.
Yeah.
But also in fourth place, we have Kelvin Lau. He's flying, surprise, surprise, Captain Nim with thermals, proton bombs, Havoc title, TLT, VI, trajectory simulator, harpoon missiles, extra munition, genius, and long range scanners.
Okay.
And Miranda with TLT, long range Sabine, bomblet generator, and harpoons. Ah.
Again?
I'm so thankful I wasn't playing there.
Yeah, that's a lot of the same thing. Okay, second, the runner-up is...
Justin McLaughlin.
Yeah, and he's fielding Nim Miranda.
Surprise, surprise.
Okay, and Nim is the standard thing. He's got iron bombs, proton bombs, autoblaster, and the trajectory simulator harpoon. And engine upgrade. Ooh. Okay, Miranda has the bomblet. And where'd it go? Oh, the bomblet. TLT, Sabine, extra harpoon, long range scanner thingies. And yeah, we're not going to talk about that list.
It's a third Nim in a row. Oh, really? Fifth place.
Captain Nim.
Sixth what? Place.
Captain Nim. Nice. Okay.
Oh wow.
And we got quad TLTs there.
You got so, quite a
Jesus.
Diverse meta there.
But okay, no picking fun at the Canadians.
No.
Come on, they're nice people.
They would probably all beat the crap out of me.
Yeah, with a hockey stick.
I was gonna say in X-Wing.
Oh yeah.
But it's what with a hockey stick, but also might work.
And
in first place we have Ryan Ferguson.
Oh.
Yeah. And he's not flying Nim.
That's probably why he won.
He's flying the list that is now called 3BQT.
Yeah.
It's quick draw with veteran instinct.
Just AVI.
Just VI, yeah.
The
title. FCS and lightweight frame and three new squadron pilots with long-range scanners and harpoons.
Yeah, it's terrifying.
It's really, really terrifying. And, yeah. I can't say that I think this list is fun.
To fly, you mean?
Yeah, to fly.
I think it could be awesome to fly.
You think so?
Yeah. I mean, you...
I mean, you pull those harpoons off the new squadron. It takes you about 2 rounds to get in the game again.
Sure. If you got them all off at the initial joust, you have time
to turn around. There's one ship left against you.
And then we have quick draw, and the dialogue quick draw isn't... Yeah, it's really, really good, but
not
really,
fast.
Really slow.
Yeah.
It's a one speed dial.
Yeah. I don't think I would ever feel that. I think. But it looks fun.
I might.
Yeah.
But
go for it.
But you have all this damage and it's a possibility to take 5 shots.
Yeah.
In the initial joust.
And if you front with quick draw, it's actually quite a well, actually, you could take 1, 2, 3, 4, and one at the front, one at the back, one at the front, one at the back.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's 7 shots.
Oh, yeah.
With a 4-ship list.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, this list is horrible. It's frightening.
Yeah, that's.
You're always going to take at least one harpoon, probably two.
Yeah.
I don't think you can avoid it.
It'll be hard. They all have the target lock coming in. It's just a matter of time when they catch you. Yeah, that's a lot of damage. Jesus. 4, 4, 12 plus 2 conditions maybe. That's 14. Quick draw with 3 up the front. That's 17. And then and again, if he loses his shield, that's 20. 20 potential damage.
Yeah.
And that's not counting what crits you get.
Yeah. It kind of reminds me of the list that was called Sum of All Fears.
Yeah, you played that, you
I
bastard.
I played that. It was just 4 Phantoms, PS3.
Yeah.
I once one-rounded a Fatan with it.
That's nice.
That's nice, yeah. 20 shots, 3 of them were modified, because
20 red die, you mean?
20 red die, yeah. Three of them, three of the spaceships were modified with the focus. One of them did not, because Han shot it and I had to use the focus to survive.
Alright.
That was 20 dies, 20 red dies, all in range 1.
That's nice.
Oh yeah.
All right.
Okay.
Moving on from Canada to.
Should we start called Canada Nim Country?
Yeah.
No, I think Canadians are nice.
Sure. I mean, Nim is nice, isn't he?
No. He's not nice.
Okay, we got Kylo, Poe, Ketsu, Colt, Quad TLTs, Contrasted Scout. Okay. When we go down the list, there are far less names.
Yeah, of course. Of course. There is.
All the good players there are playing them.
It always gets more diverse when you go down. Like some other podcasts say, you can do whatever you like on the bottom tables.
Yeah, in salt mines.
In salt mines, yeah. We wouldn't know anything. No, I don't know. I'm not going to say anything about that.
I've been there.
I've been there as well. Oh, okay. Then we have Australia. Yes, they had a regional.
Aussie.
Oh, wrong one. Yep.
There
in
you go.
Queensland.
Yeah.
Australia.
Well, it's the what? Onyx. What do you call it?
No, that's not Onyx. That wasn't.
Is that the regional?
That's a regional. Yeah.
Oh, okay. Cool.
We have in fourth place. Of course, two in fourth place, but.
Yeah.
We have Akhtar Khan with Asaz. It's with Time Walk
Asaz,
And Bosk with Mangler Cannon, VI, Burnout Slam, Countermeasures, Dengar, Forlorn, and Suckers.
Yes! Oh. I love anybody that tries suckers out nowadays.
Do you? Do you?
No.
Do you?
No, I don't.
No.
But being the one that takes him now that it's that he was nerfed, I don't hate it as much.
No, but Bosque is only using it for one shot.
Yeah.
I think he's yes, Dengar and Forlorn and Suckers.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah, it's a hard hitting list and hard to take down list.
Dengar, Forlorn. I would actually try to get Maul in there instead of Forlorn.
I might.
You know, clear one of the stresses of suckers and try it again.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Mm. Okay.
That might work.
Yeah. All right. Damien Celindano.
Damien Celindano, yeah.
All right. He's fielding Kanan, Lorik, Sepp. Okay, Kanan on the coast.
Standard Kanan.
Yeah.
Braxback and Ray.
Mm-hmm.
And TLT. And FCS.
Yeah. Lots of focus and TLT shots and Zep.
Ooh.
Phantom Chopper.
But it doesn't have C3PO Lorik because he has something you like.
Yeah, I love Jam. Lorik has Jammers and draw their fire. So one of the focus from Rexpack focus action becomes probably an evade.
Yeah.
Just to add some salt into that.
And then they have draw their fire. So yeah,
for the crits.
Kanan isn't going down fast. Won't be going down fast.
Yeah, and Lorik is reinforcing for him as well. So he's like mitigating, you know, one with the evade, one with the reinforced token, one withdrawing a crit. Oh, that's taking forever, probably.
Yeah.
All right.
And then in second place, we have Adam Sherman, and he's flying an old list that people liked.
Yeah.
Dengar Sauce. But, of course, it's a skinny Dengar.
Yeah.
It's a... Nah,
expertise punishing
it's,
one
it's
K4.
One of the fastest Dengars you can use nowadays.
Yeah,
expertise punishing one in K4. And then we have
Time Walker Zosh. Alright,
but she also has countermeasures as well.
Yeah, because she needs it.
Yeah.
Okay,
that's
first place is Morgan Reed.
Yeah.
And he's fielding a Kylo with a couple of Rose.
Yeah.
And the Rose have Deadeye, Guided Ship, Harpoon. Kylo has pushed the limit, the title, advanced the optics, advanced
sensors, and
advanced auto thrusters.
Yeah.
That's a lot of advanced shit.
Yeah. He has advanced optics instead of prime thrusters. Yeah. So yeah, advanced optics. So he has that focus always if he wants to.
Yeah, that leaves him open to get a target lock. And if he keeps the target lock, he can focus next turn and keep
mm-hmm.
that.
Mm-hmm.
It's yeah, that's strong because if you are a good player, and then you know when to disengage. And on the disengage, if you're not boosting and barreling and stuff like that, you can pick up the, you know, action economy by keeping the target lock in focus.
I think there is a lot of PS bit. I mean PS10s and PS11s now. So Kylo might be a little bit hard, but the DAS players have been flying,
yeah,
like that
because
for
you can
a long
go anywhere on dash,
yeah,
and all other guys are, you know, have a lot less, you know, possibilities where it can land up, so you can kind of predict it
mm-hmm.
quite well.
And I think Kylo is kind of the same,
yeah,
with
it's very similar in that
yeah.
regard.
But then again, if you do one wrong move, you might just be one shot out. Out of the game.
Ah, one shot. He has the six health.
Two shot.
Yeah, you can be, you know, clip your wings.
Yeah.
Yeah, but that's a nice list.
Yeah,
I like it.
I have. Of course, Morgan Reed is a phenomenal player.
Well, yeah, that goes kind of without saying. Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's really good.
So we have.
What do we have? You know, following that.
Some yeah. Rose, Fen Po Ves. Ooh, Fen Po Ves. Nice.
Yeah,
Chris Hopman, I like you. Okay, and then some Nim Toranicul, the contract is Scott Ketchu, Bosk. Mm.
All right. Mm-hmm. A little bit more variety than in Kenda.
Yeah.
Like it.
Okay, then we have Netherlands. Amersfoort. Amersfoort. I speak no
nah.
Dutch.
Amersfoort. Nant, come on, help us out. Send yeah. us a, you know, a soundbite for that.
Yeah.
Well, he's about to, but he knows.
Well, we don't have the list, one of the lists for fourth place.
Okay.
So that's...
come on, put in your list, scrub.
Yeah. But in the other fourth place, we have Chopper Lorik. It's fairly standard Chopper, because mm-hmm. he has Iron Projector and Tactical Jammer. But
yeah.
with TLT, usually I see Lorik, no, Chopper with Autoblaster.
Autoblaster,
yeah.
Yeah. That might be, yeah, that's but actually pretty cool. You don't want to be too close, you don't want to be too far away.
No.
So
second place.
Yeah. Second place we got Rack with Dauntless Predator, Engine Upgrade, Kylo Ren, Rebel Captive and Gunner. Annoying. Okay, and accompanied by Darth Vader, the title, adaptability, guidance chips, advanced targeting computer and harpoon. Now, so
I don't know.
Racklow and Vader.
There's something about this list. I kind of like it.
That's because you played it for like 50 times.
No, not this. Not this. The Rackers, Dauntless, and Predator, and
oh wow, so
Gunner good. And Rebel Captive.
Yeah, so there are a couple of upgrades there that you didn't use.
Yeah,
that's fine.
And Vader only has adaptability. So it's only a PS10 Vader?
Ooh, I got goosebumps.
What a noob.
Key.
I'm talking about Vader, not the player.
Yeah. That's young Vader.
But I see here Vader has chips, no engine. It's not my style.
No, you want to be able to boost. From my perspective.
Yeah, Vader just... Okay, that initial strike with the harpoons is going to get way better.
Yeah, yeah.
But
much more consistency if you're running a tournament, sure. But aren't you losing Vader?
Yeah, but that's only for the first.
First joust.
Then you're missing the engine upgrade, and with those two actions, you are so, at least for my part. I boost so many times.
Yeah.
I'm using it so much.
Yeah.
Just to be able to get out of arcs, either barrel or boost. And if you're trying to catch dash, dash is gonna kill you if you don't have boost.
This is different from your list, obviously, because he has the Dauntless. So he wants probably to be driving Cherno into the fray and getting some bumps, denying actions.
No.
That's
Rack isn't denying actions unless the pilot is PS9 or...
I know, but in the following thing,
they
have to fly differently if they have to jump up in a diagonal, you know, big bay ship.
Mm-hmm.
So,
of course.
So, and he's got the Rebel Kylo. And, and you blinded one and...
Mm-hmm.
Took down PS of one or something.
But of course, wrap there with both Predator and Gunner. It's gonna hit like a brick.
Yep, range one.
Oh yeah, yeah. Of course, with the engine upgrade, he's going to be at range one almost all the time.
Yeah.
Four dies with.
And you can see what he's thinking if he keeps the Dauntless title.
Yeah, yeah. Of course,
oh.
I like the Dauntless title. I really, really like it.
Yeah.
If I would have had the points for it, I would have used it.
Mm.
But in
okay.
the
first place is Mark Z.
Yeah,
and he's fielding Chewbacca expertise with a Millennium Falcon title. I don't see which. Probably the evade. Smuggling compartment, Beastang.
Yeah.
Nice.
Nice.
C-3PO, go all in.
Cargo and
countermeasures. And he's flying with Poe Dameron, Black One, PB-8, auto thrusters, intensity, advanced optics.
Beastang. Shit.
Beastang, he turns hits into crits. On range, what, 2? No, 90.
No, it says...
Just an arc, or...
When attacking at range 1 to 2, you may change one of your hit results to a crit result. Okay. It's a may, so... It's a...
Yeah, you don't have to do it if the guy has to or the fire companions.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone use it.
No, that's the first.
For 2 points, there are so many good crews for 2 points.
Yeah. Okay, let's take a look at the list. You got Chewbacca, Poe. Chewbacca doesn't care about crits. He has expertise. Smuggling,
yeah.
He can live.
But Ray for defense. I don't know.
He's got C-3PO. Countermeasures, Rick Cargo, Poe. He won the tournament with this.
Yeah, I know.
What? And Poe with BB-8.
Chewie and Poe are really good. We know that. And the guy is obviously very good at flying it. We're just wrapping our heads around Bistan. Really.
I mean, adding a crit is never bad.
No, of course. And if you're flying against a guy who has to draw their fire, you don't have to use that crit.
No.
Unless you want to.
Yeah. So. And he's got expertise.
Mm-hmm.
So he's really got the modification.
Mm-hmm.
Alright. Kudos.
Kudos.
Set.
Yeah. Okay.
Is that Is that it?
Yeah. We're gonna talk a little bit about tournament prep, since we're talking about regionals.
Seems like a worthy topic now that we're in
tournament
season.
This season, yeah. we talk a little bit about that. I mean, of course, many people have different ideas how to prep for tournament.
Sure.
It depends on how competitive people are.
Mm-hmm.
So, preparation,
you want to find a good partner to test out your list.
That's just a good sparring partner.
Yeah.
Me and Aid, we have ourselves, of course.
Yep.
And
a few others.
And a few others. We go every Thursday.
Every Thursday to Nexus.
Nexus, our local store, and we play there. And the scene there is quite competitive. Even on Thursdays, people aren't really flying shits and giggles there.
Some are.
Oh yeah, of course,
but
some are.
But probably half of the lists there
are people always,
you know,
they're
trying to find the best thing they can fly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we get a quite amount of practice there.
And they're all very good, intelligent players,
and
the best thing about it, like in the X-Men community, after the game, probably always talk about what happened, why you did that, and what you should have done better.
Yeah.
And there's always a dialogue after the games, during the games, and it's relaxed and yet competitive.
Mm-hmm.
I love the vibe there.
Yeah, probably many stores are like that.
Yeah. The X-Wing community is like that.
Yeah, it seems to be. Of course, when you go to a tournament, you have to make sure you have all your components.
Yes.
Number one, two, and three, have your components.
Yes.
And have them ready and have them...
Just ready to deploy?
Yeah, ready to deploy. And
yeah.
Ready
Don't
to
bring too much.
No.
You know, you're bringing three ships, take three target lock tokens if they can. Bring three, four, five focus tokens. You bring 10 stress tokens, bring some iron tokens, and make sure you got the base and the pegs and the planes and the planes.
and
all
the
upgrades.
Yeah, and if you're flying a list that shoots like irons or stresses your opponent, bring extra stress or extra iron or extra tractor beam or something like that, because there are people that forget or just don't have enough.
If you have that list,
bring extra. Be sure to, before the tournament, eat well and drink.
Yeah, I mean, bring a backpack.
Bring
some
water.
Yeah,
water.
A few bottles of water. You don't know if you can how much time you have between rounds and how accessible it is to go and buy stuff between rounds.
Raisins or nuts or something like that.
Yeah, and banana.
Yeah, banana is good. Just to keep your blood sugars up.
And and nothing too messy. Just
No, not bring Cheetos with you. and leave yellow smudges
all over everything.
All over everything.
Can I see your dial?
No, thank you.
You want some?
Oh yeah.
All right. Yeah. So sensible food, and bring a backpack to keep it in, and also with the stuff you need to take, bring something that's good to carry around the stuff between tables.
Yeah, and there are a lot of companies that make some sort of.
Mm-hmm. It can even be just a sensibly sized box.
Yeah, yeah.
Or a tray.
I use my box from your store, I think.
Oh yeah.
It's just a Home Depot store or something. Like
yeah, that. Just a mini knickknacks box. Yeah.
And I have, or we both have, template
trays
from Coco too.
Yeah, and actually, with at the system open, so I'm probably gonna bring my box that we got from Worlds last year.
Oh yeah,
it's a nice sized box. You can fit, a few planes and a few.
Few cards,
ships there, and a lot of.
I have ruined you.
You fucker. Okay, I know.
Okay.
Just take time to think about what you need and bring it.
Yep, but before the tournament,
right?
Of course, you have to find out a list to fly.
Yes. How do you do that?
How? By trying out different lists, I think.
For some, it's easy.
Of course, it might be harder for a new player, but
for a new player, you just take what you know.
Yeah, no, I'm not talking about maybe a brand new player. I'm
still
newest player. I find out what kind of player you are. What kind of lists are you good at flying, or you like flying? It's
comfortable.
You're comfortable flying.
It's all the same.
Like for me, I used to be really, really aggressive player, and I flew aggressive lists. Of course, I'm still flying aggressive lists, but I'm much more cautious now. I have found my type of arms type list that I like flying.
Yeah.
I have tried. I have flown other things. I've been testing out since last Worlds. I have almost been flying anything else than Imperial.
Yeah, sure.
At tournaments, just to test it out.
Yeah, you've been very sensible the last year.
But yeah, but and yeah, train against all kinds of lists.
Yes.
Don't only train against the top meta, because A, the meta's gonna shift.
Yeah.
And you don't want to scrap out the game one because you lost against Blue Ace.
Yeah, some champions who don't know how it works. Yeah, and if you have like a sparring partner, and if you found a list that you might think you might want to play, play the lists that you think you're gonna play against at the tournament.
Yeah, and you don't have to play a full game.
No,
just play some scenarios.
Yeah, if you're thinking about
three, four turns maybe, then okay, let's start
engagement.
Yeah,
I mean, you want to know how your list fares against front loaded damage, and try that out just a couple of few times or something, or how it goes against TLTs. I mean,
I mean, like this list that I'm flying now, I have a fairly good knowledge of what it's bad against.
What is it bad against? I'm gonna play that.
Quad TLTs.
Oh no, it's I'm gonna, not gonna play that.
It's gonna, quad TLT is probably gonna murder me. I have no idea how to play against quad Wookiees or three Wookiees.
Oh.
I at least know about some list that I'm weak against.
Yeah, and think about how to fly against it.
Yeah.
Fly the list that you can't beat. Then you'll probably figure out how to beat it.
But still, don't think about it too much. Because you go to a tournament, you play, I don't know, 6 or 7 games or whatever.
Might not meet him at all.
Yeah, you might not meet him at all. good story. Nantarz, when he won his Worlds, he was flying Dengaru, his version of Dengaru.
Yep.
And what could beat Dengaru at the time? It was triple defenders. He did not play against a single triple defenders, yet they were everywhere at that time. So, yeah. And the last thing. If you have some sort of superstition, bring it along. Like me, I'm not really superstitious, but since I started competing in anything, because I've competed in sports as well, I have always been using something within the color of pink. I have pink socks, and I have pink underwear. I use either of them when I am competing.
Note for all you people out there, if he's not wearing pink socks, you know he's wearing underwear.
Oh,
pink.
Yes.
Okay.
But that's okay.
Yeah. I think it's becoming a superstition with me, or
you like
a
to
ritual.
You like to do a rain dance, right?
No.
No. Okay.
What?
continue.
You should not tell people about that. Okay. No, it's...
Is it a pickle thing?
I don't eat pickles. Pickles suck. Unless, no, if they're barbecued, I eat them. No, it's going in fairly casual for me. I think that's a superstition with me. I go in with great hopes but low expectations. And then that puts me in a mood where I'm relaxed enough to do well.
Yeah, hope for the best, get ready for the worst.
Something like that.
Yeah, of course, don't take the competition too seriously. Just have number 1, 2, and 3 have fun.
Yeah. Well, that will come.
Everyone's there just flying plastic spaceships. Everyone's there trying to have fun. Nothing more, really. There might be 1 or 2 people you meet that are not as friendly as the other one.
Yeah.
I haven't met those people, but
no. Out of all the people I met at Worlds, I competed against one that was unfriendly.
Yeah, and he might just be autistic or something.
Yeah,
I mean, it's maybe some people just concentrate in a different way and just don't want to.
Yeah, I had to call a judge that game.
Yeah, okay.
Because he denied me of my chance to decloak Whisper because he had moved before me.
Oh, okay.
He just moved.
He just moved.
Yeah. And he told me, you didn't declare you wanted to move Whisper. And I said, you didn't give me a chance to declare it.
What did the judge do?
He called my favor. Just move your ship.
Oh, okay.
Decloak Whisper. It's the first thing you do at the start of the activation phase.
Yeah.
It's before everything else. So he had no right to move it.
Yeah, it's like saying, okay, I'm gonna shoot it, all my Blue Squadron B-Wings. Yeah, but what about my Vader? You didn't declare.
Yeah.
Fuck you!
Yeah, exactly.
Alright.
Oh, it's... but about tournament prep and,
mm-hmm.
and just common practicing.
Yeah.
The Carolina Crates did an episode, I don't know, 2 weeks ago or 3 weeks ago. About practicing.
Oh yeah,
the listener series.
The listener series number four. Yeah.
Yeah. Listen to that. It's a really, really, really good episode.
Yeah, it's insightful and a lot of good things in there.
And zero salt.
Yeah.
In that episode.
In that episode. No, no, they were quite on point, and I enjoyed listening to that episode.
Yeah. But. Talking about tournaments and competition, we want to hear from you listeners.
Yep.
Yeah. Do you have any like weird or obnoxious things you do at the tournaments?
Yeah.
That people might kind of just hate or dislike?
Yeah.
Like me, for example. When I play, I'm quite loud and obnoxious.
Not like Zach Matthews, though.
No. I don't yell across the room.
Jump over the tables and hug somebody.
I have done that. But
yeah, you have.
I'm the guy who yells, "Save me, Duncan." And I crack jokes.
Sure.
All the time. It's just who I am.
Yeah, that's how you have fun.
Yeah, I'm trying to have fun and... I crack jokes. Sometimes at the cost of my opponent. For example, when, I don't know, let's say a stress ship of my opponent gets killed, I might say, hey, at least you don't have to clear that stress. It's just who I am. But hey, some people might really, really dislike it.
Oh, yeah. At the wrong moment? At the wrong person?
Yeah, of course. I mean, like that. I have actually said that to a guy and he was losing his ghost.
Yeah.
Which was stressed.
Yeah.
But hey, I was just trying to have fun and maybe put a smile on the other guy's face. But I understand how people might dislike it. So, listeners, just...
please send us.
Yeah, look into your own soul.
Soul? Jesus, what, are we going to heaven? No, just, I don't know, some might realize what kind of nasty habits you have and send us a line on Facebook or email.
Yeah, or email.
Huh?
It doesn't even have to be nasty.
It doesn't have to be nasty. It just might be something that you think that might bug somebody or something that bugs you.
Yeah.
So, please.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, about the... going to tournaments, just go 5 minutes back.
Okay. Backtrack.
Don't blame dice. Everyone hates dice blamers.
Yeah, it takes away from your opponent, and that's, you can always do something better to take out the dice.
Have I done it? Of course I have.
Oh,
everyone has done it. I mean,
I do it regularly, but I actively try not to.
Yeah.
All right.
So, don't blame dice.
No.
Dice, it's just, it is a dice game. there are odds that you're gonna blank out. You're gonna blank out your harpoons, reroll, and blank out again. It's a possibility. So don't do it. Don't be that guy. Anyways, our email address, ThuleSquadronRadio@gmail.com.
That's right.
Send us there or just on Facebook.
Or just a line on Facebook.
Yeah. Also, if you want us to talk about anything specific.
Any certain topic you would like us to address,
yeah.
We can also work that into our notes.
Mm-hmm. Should we just... We're going to say shout-outs before we say goodbye.
Do you have any shout-outs?
Yeah, we talked about the crates.
Yeah.
The listener series. It's an awesome episode.
Yeah.
Really great content.
Yeah. And the crates usually have great content if you...
Yeah, in between all the bullshit.
Yeah, in between all the bullshit and crap and sarcasm. They are really, really smart and know stuff. Usually.
No stuff?
No stuff.
Okay. They know stuff.
Yeah.
Okay. And you had another one.
Yeah, 3.2 Company.
Yep.
Great group of guys. We met them at Worlds. Mm-hmm. I played against one of them.
Mm-hmm.
Their show is great, funny as hell.
Yeah.
They actually had a commentary for some of the Star Wars movies. Mm-hmm. I think they're still making it. Like 2.5 hour episodes. They're just talking over the Star Wars movie, and it's funny as hell.
I need to take a look at that.
and last but definitely not least.
No, because of all the hard work he does.
Yeah, Dion Morales from the Gold Squadron. Wow. Huge shout out for him for the regionals and just everything, all the streams he makes.
Yeah.
And
what do you call it? Consistency and quality.
Oh yeah, and he's always getting better, and everything is getting better.
Yeah, he's really good at it, and he brings us a lot of very good games and entertainment.
And everything he does. And if you're wondering about giving some extra podcast, some Patreon money,
might start with Dion.
I would start with Dion. If you'd like.
All right. So I think we have emptied the bucket.
Yeah, we have a lot more, but...
Yeah, but we're running on an hour and a half.
Time. Yeah, something like that. So, just going to say...
Yeah, this is Thule Squadron Radio signing out, and...
AFL,
you're good!
Goodbye.
Goodbye.